that becomes really a conundrum of, do I give up the work I love, or do I just kind of, you know, shut down and pull through?
At the end of the day, you know, our minds are our greatest tool, and we really ought to be taking care of them.
We've made amazing progress despite all the challenges we just described in our paper, and despite the fact that we could only see effect sizes, you know, at 15% the size of the original. What if we could increase that? Imagine what we could do on top of what we're already doing.
I really love to do science, but I don't want to do it just for the publications. I want to do it to increase knowledge and to do something that to me is valuable.
From Berlin, I'm Christine Knall, and this is Doing Science Differently. Join me and other researchers in Berlin on our journey to discover people with a different approach or view on science. We talk about problems in research and how our guests take a different approach to address these problems, but mainly how this could improve things. We discuss controversial topics like mental health in academia, the reproducibility crisis, what academia rewards, and power structures, among others. This will not be a deep dive into grumpiness. We rather hope that you find inspiring initiatives and the people behind them and dream together on how the future of science could be.